Welcome to LiveWire, the Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A pleasant Sunday morning to every one of you. I hope you have had a wonderful opportunity to worship with us, you know, led by our worship team. And this time around, it's a great opportunity to just delve on God's Word. So without further ado, why don't we open in a word of prayer and kind of continue on. Lord, salamat sa umagang ito or sa hapon. Kung nasaan man kami, maaring gabi. I pray for your Holy Spirit to just minister to each one of us as we continue to listen and soak with your Word. Bless your Word. And Lord, hide your servant behind your cross so that all that will be seen and heard is you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome again, everybody, to Gateway Community Church. And this is our streaming online for our Sunday service. And let me begin our topic by kind of, you know, querying some questions. Do you find yourself at times wearied by the situation? Because this is now first quarter, the third month of the first quarter is almost over. And we are still like kind of inching our way into 2021, and the pandemic is still around. The vaccine rollout still taking, you know, a little bit, you know, longer than we have expected. But, you know, just the same, don't you think that this is the best opportunity where leaders should take their best foot forward and take a lead? Hindi lang po sa ating gobyerno, hindi lamang po sa ating mga pamilya, but even in our churches, most especially so. How will we lead during this time of disruption is perhaps one of our greatest challenge, yet still to be questioned and should constantly be addressed during this time around. So today I'd like to kind of, you know, borrow a title that I have used a couple of, you know, sermons back, you know, almost 2 years ago. I have been, you know, used this title, and let me just please have the liberty to use it again. The Renaissance Leaders, okay? The Renaissance Leaders. And who are they? Now, let's talk about shapers and movers of culture. Because I think this is one of the most important things that we have to talk about. In the book of Isaiah, and you know, this is one of my favorite verses in scripture. Look at this. Remember not the former things, the Bible says, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Okay? And now it will spring forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and spring in the desert. Now, this scripture has been used many, many times in, you know, many sermons in different facets. Because this truly is a promise that can be claimed and can really be owned by individuals who are obedient to the Lord. And this encouragement holds three important things. Number one is God is saying, hey, detach yourself from the past and know this, I am doing a new thing. That's the first thing. Second thing is the Lord is saying is, will you not know it? And God is saying, he's inviting you, okay, that he's doing a new thing. And if ever he's doing a new thing, he will let his people know, okay? But that was in a question form. Shall you not know it? Or simply saying, God is saying, hindi ko ba ipaalam sa inyo kung may ginagawa akong bago? And he talks about, you know, in a paraphrase, you know, the possibility of making miracles in the midst of hopeless situations. So I continue to believe that God is still, okay, in the habit of doing present day miracles today. And let me just begin with this. You are God's miracle, okay, or a miracle perhaps is waiting to happen in your behalf. So let's continue on further though with our subject matter, Renaissance Leaders. Okay, in scripture, as we continue on, the Lord at the same time is saying in chapter 54, okay, enlarge the place of your tent, okay, stretch your tent or the curtains and do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread to the right and to the left, and your descendants, okay, will dispossess nations and settle in the desolate cities, okay. Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Rather, do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will, okay, forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Now, this is a very good promise because this talks about, you know, God restoring His people into a position of power. Now, this is one of the topic or subject matter that I like to talk about. That even when I was a student, you know, in the College of Engineering and Architecture, one of the things that I loved, you know, when it comes to discussion, particularly in the development of buildings, you know, the Renaissance, by the way, for your information, started in Florence, Italy. And that kind of paved way to a whole new culture shift. Okay? And the Renaissance, as we know it, is simply, you know, also meaning to be reborn. Okay? The word Renaissance simply means a time of rebirth or to be reborn. Now, you have to understand that when the Renaissance happened, okay, it was actually a time of lull, you know. So the word Renaissance and revival is kind of cousins in a sense, no? Because they are meaning the same thing, the coming back to life after a particular time of decay. And of course, the, you know, 14th to the 17th century, you know, back in Italy was really an opportunity of the rebirth, the coming back to life of architecture and culture and the likes. And that was an exciting time. If you ever have, you know, other opportunity while it's pandemic time, quarantine, go read the, you know, the development in the times of Renaissance. It's an exciting read. But just the same as we continue on, the Renaissance has been used as a word, you know, primarily to depict the following, particularly in the book of, the Encyclopedia Britannica, it says this, it's primarily a time of revival, okay, of classical learning and wisdom after a long period of cultural decline and stagnation. And parang ito po yung kailangan natin ngayon. After being locked down, you know, and quarantined here and there, and we are still recovering from the, you know, aftermath of the pandemic, and some of us are still in the process of such. We could use some, you know, kind of coming back to life, a sort of a rebirth, you know, from the ashes, from the aftermath of COVID. So kung titignan po natin, you know, I remember Joshua, particularly when a time of transition was about to happen. Now, by the way, you have to understand that Joshua was schooled, you know, by Moses in the wilderness. Okay? And in the wilderness, all that Joshua learned, by the way, for your information, is more about how to survive wandering. Okay, survival in the wilderness. That's primarily the school of thought that Joshua was trained from or with. However, when the transition happened, when Moses died, Joshua was put into a situation wherein Joshua now is not only going to survive the wilderness experience, but this time shift from being a survivalist to a conqueror. Because he is now going to lead Israel into a time of conquest. And that's why the reminder of the Lord is sabi niya, is do not be afraid. Take courage. Be strong. Be very courageous. Because you have to, sabi niya, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. And do not turn from left to the right, or to the right hand, or to the left, and that you may have good success wherever you go. That was the promise of God. But of course, in spite of those promises, Joshua knew that he lacks the experience. He lacks the experience of a conqueror. And alam niyo po, parang tayo ngayon, nagdadaan tayo sa isang bagong bagay. Maybe, you know, perhaps it's the first time to many of us, no, who have never really survived a plague, okay? Maybe this is the first time that we go through it as a society. But just the same, the formula to success is simply focus and courage. Focus and courage, as we read from the book of Joshua, holding the promises that we get from the book of Isaiah. Now, the rediscovery, okay? Now, I'm motioning like this because the rediscovery is just like an opportunity where a person opens up his eyes to a whole new, like a veil being taken away, okay? There is a period of rediscovery. Now, what's good with Renaissance, you know, is, you know, it does not happen randomly. It is decided on. It means, I mean, the people are either, you know, tired from the status quo or parang they are used to what is commonly known as normal, and now they are trying to go to something, you know, they want something new. And lahat po tayo, sabik na sabik po tayo sa in-person gathering again, and probably things going back to normal, but we have to survive this. We have to endure the current situation. And perhaps what we should do is be, you know, in a poise of willing to rediscover. You know, I was, you know, having my usual, you know, kind of exercise routine. I was walking, you know, and when I was, you know, on the fourth kilometer of my run, run and walk, I jog and walk and jog and walk. And on the fourth kilometer, you know, just a thought kind of brushed my mind. And, you know, in that, you know, I had that particular thought in mind, and I wrote that and turned it into a quote. And the quote simply kind of goes this way. Okay. Curiosity. Curiosity is the fuse to discovery. You know, imagining a dynamite. Alam niyo yung dynamite, kahit na explosive yun, pag wala yung fuse, wala yung, you know, yung tinatawag nating blasting cap, it will not explode. Right? And sometimes, you know, discovery is there. The things that we need to discover, it's there. But we need the fuse to trigger that discovery, okay? Kung baga, posture. Now, makikita po natin that the goodness of God, the working of God, is present. And we just have to rediscover every day the potency, the power, the promise, okay? And I'd like to kind of borrow a thought from Andy Stanley when he said one time, for every purpose, there is a promise, okay? There may be a process, and the process may be hard, okay? The way we process things, the way we're going through the process, it may be very hard. But understand this, for every purpose, there is a promise. And I believe that even as we go through this COVID season, as we continue to weather this extended COVID time, that this is entirely altogether a process that we are learning and relearning new things. Okay? It's a very good time of discovery. It's a very good time to kind of just, you know, allow that curiosity to serve as a fuse that will lead us into discovery. And you have to understand this. Strong determination and clear sense of purpose propels a forward momentum. Okay? We cannot allow ourselves to slow down simply because the economy is slowing down. You know, things around us are, you know, in lockdown still. You know, we cannot allow that to slow us down. We need to move forward. Keep pushing, no matter how hard it may be. Sabi nga ni Craig Rochelle, I should say, everyone goes through the dip at some point in time. It's normal, but don't stay so long in the dip. And as a church, I know that we ourselves have experienced a slowdown. We lost our facility. We have to give it up. We are now just meeting on a small place, at least for those of you that are in the studio. And for those of you that are watching via stream, we are limited in Zoom meetings and other platforms in the internet. From time to time, we meet each other in groups of 5 or 4 or 10 at the most, because we are limited. But that does not mean to say that because we do not have a facility that we have stopped growing, that we have stopped moving forward. In fact, we have discovered so many things in this current situation right now that is constantly moving us forward into a greater direction, into a greater promise. What we need to do today, however, is define our direction. And I'm happy to say that in Gateway, although we had a moment of lockdown, that yours truly have spent so much time, you know, kind of convening, you know, with God, kind of, you know, soaking in God. And as a result, I receive, you know, some revelation, some inspiration on how we can move through this particular dip. And the leaders has discussed it, and we have put on together, you know, through, you know, your humble servant's leadership, we have put through together a 5-year plan how we will weather this transition. We're not stopping. We're moving forward. And for those of you who have thought, no, Gateway, you know, physically probably is not seen. No, we are here. We are existing, and we're moving on ahead because we know where we are heading on. So possessing the courage to take a stand for a cause that you believe, okay? A distinct call, a pursuit that is greater and bigger than life. I love that thing. Something that is bigger than life. This is bigger than Pastor Saul. This is bigger than the leaders of this church. This is bigger than Gateway. God has a good thing, a great thing that is about to happen. Okay? However, look at this. It will require a great courage and nerves of steel, okay, to heed the call, okay? But understand this, you know, the call that God has placed in your heart is worth pursuing. It's worth the toil because you know that with God, nothing is impossible. And I love this verse. In the book of Jeremiah on 33:3, it's a constant reminder and a promise, okay, of revelation. The Lord said, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. This is not simply a call to an answered prayer, but this is a call to a greater, grander, bigger revelation. Alam niyo, may pangako ang Panginoon at sa patuloy nating pagsusumamo, sa patuloy nating paglapit sa Panginoon, He uncovers, He reveals to us new things. And I'm excited for our church. I'm excited. As I've said, we have lost resources. We've lost, you know, some holdings. It doesn't matter. Because whatever we've lost, we know that God can bring back. Now, one thing that we need to do, apart from a while back that I have mentioned, is to reconnect. We need to reconnect. Reconnect not only with God, but to reconnect with one another. Only connect. Guys, this is the best thing, okay? The key to your renaissance, the key to your revival is not gonna happen when you are alone. Get connected. First, get connected to the Lord. Second, get connected to your community. Get connected with Gateway people and encourage one another and lift one another up, both in prayer and in encouragement. And if need be, and if you have the opportunity, come together, bless one another, encourage one another, pray with one another. And be courageous. Understand these courageous leaders or leaders recognize that influence is earned and endowed, not imposed. Okay? We have influence. Everyone has influence. As we continue to influence each one and one another, we see breakthrough happen. So, I'd like to talk about dynamic influence for a short while. Now, you have to understand if there's one thing that Jesus had, it was influence. Wherever he goes, people crowd. People gather. Now, whether it's a private gathering or a public gathering, people come. There is just that magnetic Jesus personality that draws people to him. And I call that divine influence. And guys, in our own way, we cannot influence people. Perhaps in a way, we can influence some. But for the most part of it, alam niyo po, true influence comes from the influence that God is in you. When God is working in us, when God is working in you, tremendously, there is going to be great influence. And the creation of a flourishing culture is impacted by a vibrant promise, okay? And doers of admirable, okay, or positive change. And sabi ko nga, you have to understand one thing, mga kaibigan, no? Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, that we are not defined by what we have. We are defined by who God says we are. Right? We may have grown smaller in terms of facility, but we have gone bigger in terms of influence. We are now streaming online. We have many streaming platforms, and people that are joining Gateway are not only those that are locally here in Baguio. People are joining us from all around the world, internationally, from Texas, you know, from UK, from Illinois, and many other parts. Why? Because influence is not about a place. It's not about simply a person. It's about God and what God is doing and is about to do. Now, understand this. Faith and anticipation of God's working, you know, in tandem, take note of this, with human participation, brings success. Pag tayo po, okay, tayo ay nakiayon, tayo ay, kumbaga, nakituwang, we allow ourselves to partner with God, we will see great things happen. That's why, yes, I probably would, if I look physically, we have gone smaller, you know, in terms of what we have and what we own. But, you know, it's not about what I can do or what you can do. It's all about what God can do, you know, in us and through us. So as a church, continue to support one another, bless one another, pray for our ministry, give to our ministry. Let's expand to the left, to the right. Strengthen our stake. Lengthen the cords. Because revival is about to come in the family of Gateway. And understand this. Change warriors. Connect themselves to a community, you know, to maximize potential and ability. The more we connect with one another, the more we strengthen one another, and the more we strengthen one another, the more we have bigger and greater influence in and with one another. Okay? So, makikita po natin dito. The third thing I'd like to talk about is eventually a time of recovery, a time of reclamation will come. Ibig sabihin, I remember one of my favorite verses in Scripture is when David pursued the Lord and or sought the Lord and inquired of the Lord, and he said, you know, in the episode in Ziklag, wherein when David and the troops came back, they found the village that they were staying in ransacked and the spoils, you know, and the wives and women, you know, and children, I should say, were taken away as spoils of war. And David kind of came to the Lord lamenting, and the people even around David were discouraged, and they want to kill and blame David as a result. Instead, David went to the Lord, inquired of the Lord, at ang panalangin po niya ito. Lord, should I pursue the troop and recover all? I mean, David was ready. Whether the Lord would say yes or no, his heart was ready, but he came to the Lord, you know, with his heart heavy and, you know, sorrowful because his wife and children or, you know, the wives and children of the village was taken along. David went to the Lord and said, Lord, should I pursue the enemy? And the Lord replied to David and said, pursue the enemy and you will recover all. Friends, what have you lost? What has been taken away from you? And I'd like to believe that there will be a time, and the time is coming, and perhaps the beginning is now, that the Lord is saying to you, pursue, and you will recover all. I love this, because the idea of recovery is a very, you know, important thing. As long as we have our hearts united, as long as we learn to put our thoughts together, our hearts together, remember the power of one. The power of one is tremendous. Because it serves as the hallmark of real achievers. Yung mga nagtatagumpay, ito po yung mga marunong makipagkaisa. You know? Alam niyo, one thing that I, you know, appreciate when I read the story of Steve Jobs and, you know, or the story of, you know, Bill Gates, you know, we see their companies are seemingly two rival companies, no? But in reality, the other one, you know, kind of, you know, highlights software, which is Microsoft, and the other one, Apple, which is hardware. And in reality, although their company seemingly is competing, you know, in the market, but in reality, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates are good friends. You know, that's what Simon Sinek would call as worthy rivals. Seeing people not as competitors, but seeing people as someone that challenges us to make us better with what we do. And church friends, you know, we're not competing with fellow churches. And there are churches that are meeting in person and bless their heart. May God bless their ministry more and they would expand more. We have friends in the city. You know, I have dear pastor friends And I'm happy for their churches. They are now meeting in person. And sometimes we're asking ourselves, Lord, paano naman kami? Nasa online pa rin kami. You know, we don't have enough resources. And that's true. We do not have enough resources. All we have now is meager resources that allows us to stream. You know, don't be sad. Because perhaps this is a season na kung saan tayo nagpapalakas lang at hinahanda tayo ng Panginoon. Let's not compare with each other. Let's not compete with each other. But let us challenge ourselves to be better as we serve the Lord. And as we continue to put our hearts together as one, great achievers, they put their hearts, the spirit of collaboration as one. Okay? And they spell the difference, okay, between success and defeat. People who fail oftentimes are competitive and they compete. They want to be the best. But people who excels, they are the ones who collaborate. They are the ones who participate and join in towards the betterment of the whole, not just of themselves. So, titignan po natin, the power of mutual cooperation, okay, expedites change and success. It is the fuel of conquerors. Alam niyo po, ang sarap when you become, okay, an achiever not only for yourself, but an achiever with others as well. And it is my prayer for Gateway na hindi lamang po iisa ang magtagumpay, pero lahat po tayo magtagumpay. Yes, kapatid, ikaw, I'm talking to you. I pray that you will be blessed. I pray that God would bless the works of your hands. I pray that God would give you the creativity. And if ever you have lost, okay, some things in life during this pandemic season, I pray that God will restore what you have lost. Because God who promised is faithful. Okay, and remember this. Once delay could mean the denial of an imminent exploit and victory. Huwag po tayong lalamya-lamya. Huwag po tayong magpabaya na maghihintay na lang tayo ng biyaya. No, Lord. Let's seek the Lord. Let's seek the wisdom of God. Let's seek the inspiration of God and allow God to lead us to the breakthrough that is ahead. So, as we continue on and wrap this message up, remember the book of Philippians on chapter 3, verse 14, you know, or 13 and 14, you know, when I was growing up as a believer, this is one of my favorite verses, especially during times when I was struggling as a young minister. And this is exactly the letter of Paul to the Philippians. And it goes this way. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on. Would you say that with me? I press on. Come on, say it with me. Say it until you mean it. I press on, okay? Towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You're not just pressing on for a regular, ordinary prize. You're pressing on for the prize of that upward call of God in your life. So, as we end this time around, as I have like kind of, you know, highlighted on your screens, the goal, the prize, the upward call, okay? Remember this. Annotated on your screen are the very phrase, the goal, the prize, the upward call. These three important things. Let it be an encouragement and reminder to you that you are not running an ordinary race, but you are running the race of a lifetime. So, wrapping this up, I'd like to simply encourage you to understand this. As I've said earlier, it is a promise to be claimed. Because for every purpose, there is a promise. And as I end today, remember this. Take heart. Huwag po kayong magulumihanan. Huwag kayong panghinaan ng loob. Take heart and heed the call. Pakinggan natin ang panawagan ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Do not secretly abandon the vision that God has placed in your heart. Huwag po tayong, yes, we're joining church, we're watching the stream, pero manghina-mahina na ang loob natin, pinanghihinaan na tayo. We don't even know what we believe anymore. Do not give up. Participate, join in, get in touch with us. We'll be happy to reach out to you. You know, secondly is, your God is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient for you. You are God's man or woman. I'm talking to you. You. Ikaw po alagad ka ng Diyos. Ikaw po ay tauhan ng Diyos. Lingkod ng Diyos. And you are called for a task to take your stand. So, as I end, be strong and courageous, the Bible says. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you forever. Amen? So it's time to expand your personal horizon and our horizon as a community in Gateway altogether. May God bless you and keep you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful reminder that we are called for a purpose with a promise. And I pray for everyone who's listening, who is going through a time of confusion or to a time of, Lord God, discouragement. I pray that you encourage them and I pray that you guide them. And for those of us that came, Lord, seeking and not knowing, Father, I pray if they have not made a relationship with you, that they would ask you to come into their hearts and make you as your Lord, as their Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord, for this beautiful Sunday. Bless the week that is ahead of us and continue to allow us, Lord, to bask in the blessing of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have a beautiful Sunday, friends, and may God bless you and the week that's ahead of you. See you again next time in Gateway. Reaching people, transforming lives.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.